Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, how many years is it now? 15, 16?
I think I've been running the Governor's Cup for about 19 years now.
Well, you've been gracious enough to put together the and arrange the judging, et cetera, for the annual Maryland Wineries competition known as the Governor's Cup. And that wrapped up not that long ago. So what's the skinny?
Well, we had a really very nice competition this year. A record number of entries. A lot of new wineries entered, and it's always fun to keep track of them. And they did very well. I was really very pleasantly surprised. What we'd like to do is have a dinner down at the Center Club to honor the winner of the Governor's Cup.
That sounds like a great time.
It is, and it's all we bring out a bunch of the gold medal wines to match up with the chef's food, and it's just wonderful. People always go, oh, I can't believe these are Maryland wines. They're so good.
Well, they are.
But they are. They're wonderful. We start off with what we call a walking around wine, which is when people arrive. We serve them the Crow Barbera Rosé. And Crow has been for years doing some wonderful things with Barbera, and they seem to always come up with a beautiful rosé. This was just a full-flavored rosé with bright red fruit flavors. It was just a delight. We moved on to our sit-down dinner, and we had the Bordy Pinot Gris with a seafood dish. And this is not Pinot Grigio, but Pinot Gris. Although it was an Alsatian inspiration, it was a very elegant, lean Pinot Gris with pronounced mineral and lime flavors, went beautifully with the seafood. So I enjoyed that a lot. A very classy wine. Old Westminster has been on a roll, especially with their Chardonnays.
Well, you've been a fan of those for a long
time. I have, and I'm always chiding them because they're doing things like wild yeast fermentation, and they're not filtering or fining some of the Chardonnays. They say, you're going to get in trouble, but they always come out beautiful. So what do I know? But I just had the utmost respect for Lisa Hinton, who makes those wines. She's just a brilliant winemaker. This Chardonnay from 2016 was a white Burgundy taste-alike. I mean, people
really?
Just, that's exactly what they said it reminded them of. I totally, totally agree. We had a little intermezzo with a sparkling wine. It was Great Shoals Hard Plum Sparkler, and it's a fruit wine.
Okay.
And it won the Jack Allen Cup, which is the best of the fruit wines. Very light, almost delicate, nice spritz to it, and beautiful fruit flavors. It was just a great palate cleanser.
That sounds neat.
And just, you know, a breakfast wine, perhaps, if you're so inclined. But it's along those lines.
Put it on my Fruit Loops?
Yeah. one of the hottest wineries in Maryland is Big Cork.
They're good.
Dave Collins is doing a tremendous job there. This was his Cab Franc from 2015. Hugh, when we selected this wine, we all looked at each other and said, it's Bordeaux. It tastes just like Bordeaux. It's like Saint-Emilion from a big year. I said, yeah, that's exactly it. And it does. It's far more Bordeaux-like than nothing in California tastes like this. Just a fabulous, big, complex wine. Really loved it. Now, the Governor's Cup this year went to Cool Ridge, which is a new, brand new winery, their first entry. Their Cool Red Red Blend from 2015. This is built along the lines of a good Loire Valley wine, like a Saumur Champigny, for instance. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's medium body, but a lot of nice floating flavors. Very easy to drink, very easy to appreciate. And for dessert, we wrapped it up with Black Ankle's Terrasol, which is a beautiful, beautiful golden dessert wine. It's based on Grüner Veltliner.
Okay.
And it was delicious, very Sauternes-like in my opinion. A lot of fun. All of these wonderful wines from Maryland, they're just first class. People got to try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.